This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin leads the nation in hourly wage growth. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says Wisconsin workers saw their paychecks go up as much as 7.9% in February compared to last year. Workers in the Milwaukee area were making as much as $35 an hour. The median yearly salary in Wisconsin is about $47,000. Wisconsin just broke a record for capital investments. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation says more than $2.4 billion was invested in Wisconsin in fiscal year 2024. The old mark was $1.8 billion. The biggest projects include the Keekaman expansion in Walworth and the Purina pet food plant in Jefferson. Vice President Kamala Harris kicking off her new presidential campaign in Battleground, Wisconsin. She spoke to a crowd of supporters at a high school in West Allis yesterday.
This campaign is not just about us versus Donald Trump. This campaign is about who we fight for.
Harris has secured enough pledged delegates to win the Democratic Party nomination. Wisconsin Republicans say voters should decide if Kamala Harris should be the Democratic nominee for president, not powerful insiders. Brian Schimming is chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party.
Kamala Harris has never won, ever, a single presidential primary or caucus, ever. And she is the new nominee of the Democratic Party.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde asks if Harris helped hide President Biden's decline from the public. The search is on for a new president at Marquette University. The Board of Trustees is looking for someone to take over after Michael Lovell died last month. Lovell led Marquette for more than 10 years. The new president will be Marquette's 25th leader. The national search will be closed and confidential. A Manitowoc factory is settling with the state of Wisconsin over air pollution. The owners of Carey Red Arrow Liquid Smoke will pay $85,000 for breaking a number of air pollution laws. Among other things, the state attorney general accused plant operators of not operating pollution control equipment. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Happy Wednesday, Cooley Region. I'm Jimmy Kuska for WLCX 1490 The Eagle and LacrosseEagle.com. Here's what you need to know in southwestern Wisconsin for today. After a summer full of record-setting flooding, heavy rains, and strong thunderstorms, the National Weather Service in La Crosse is forecasting drier days ahead. The next rain chances arrive Sunday night into Monday, and in the meantime, temperatures will begin to climb back into the 90s by early next week for most of the area. Today, temperatures will top out around 80 degrees, but then gradually go up towards the weekend in southwestern Wisconsin. The long-range outlook calls for temperatures well above normal heading into August. We'll have more details coming up in our weather forecast. After having as many as half of county beaches closed at times this summer, weekly testing done by the La Crosse County Health Department shows nearly all of them are now open. E. coli levels have dropped significantly at all area beaches, and with the exception of Goose Island Beach, which is still closed due to flooding, the remaining seven have bacteria levels far below the thresholds needed for warnings and closures. Both Lake Neshonoc beaches last week had warning signs posted due to high levels of E. coli. Two La Crosse County cities are taking steps to adopt plans to shape future development. Last night was a public hearing for Onalaska's city plan called Live Ona 2040. Today, the La Crosse Economic and Community Development Commission will hold a public hearing on its 2024 action plan. The commission will also hear a presentation on the city's housing study done for this year. Last week, the La Crosse County Board adopted its comprehensive plan called Envision 2050, as well as the 2024-29 strategic plan. Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is repeating his calls for Vice President Kamala Harris to invoke the 25th Amendment. Van Orden said in a letter to Harris that she should take over as president due to President Joe Biden's cognitive decline. Van Orden and other Republicans calling for the move also cited national security risks. Van Orden's Democratic challengers in this fall's election, Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shanklin, and Eric Wilson, all touted Biden's accomplishments after the president announced he was ending his campaign on Sunday. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go this summer. Download the app now on your device's app store or find it at civicmedia.us/app. We'll get a full look at weather, sports, and entertainment news coming up next. For WLCX 1490 The Eagle and LacrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Kuska reporting from the Civic Media Newsroom in downtown La Crosse. Have a fantastic Wednesday, everybody.
The Brewers get the win at Wrigley. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another tight ball game between the Cubs and the Brewers in Chicago. It came down to a simple hit up the middle by Bryce Terang in the top of the eighth to break a 0-0 tie on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Base hit back up the middle. Bryce Terang gets it done. Two strikes, two outs, no big deal. All that early work pays off.
And that's the way it ended. Milwaukee 1, Chicago nothing. Bryce Terang talked about spending extra time before the game during batting practice working on that kind of situation.
Feels good. I want to win, you know. But, you know, we won tonight and we just got to move on to tomorrow. And, you know, it feels good. I'm happy the team won.
The series tied at one game apiece. They finish up today. NFL, the Packers held their practice another day without Jordan Love as contract talks continue. The team signing Jason Eason as a third quarterback in camp to help out. Eason's been with six other NFL teams, including Green Bay, earlier this spring. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Top Gun, prepare to get even fannier. Glenn Powell spilled the beans during a July 22nd episode of the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast, where he told listeners that the third installment in the Top Gun franchise will happen. Powell says he has a start date. When asked for more details, however, Powell said he would not give them. As usual, everything hinges on the availability of Tom Cruise. Let's be honest, everything in the world hinges on Tom Cruise's availability. Joker Foley Adu has some big shoes to fill, not from the original Joker from 2019, but from the trailer that just dropped. According to the New York Post, in the trailer, Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga put on a bloody show as they danced through Arkham Asylum. The new Joker deals with a trial making the Joker face the consequences due to his actions in the previous film. Lady Gaga plays Harley Quinn. The film is set to hit theaters October 4th. Here's a retro Pete pick if you're looking for something to watch. I've been reworking my way through Richard Linklater's Sunset Trilogy. Just brilliant. I just finished the second installment before Sunset, and not only does it hold up over time, I think I like it even better. The film follows Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy in their quirky, unconventional relationship. It is definitely worth a watch or a rewatch. Here is a blockbuster spotlight pick for this week. Deadpool and Wolverine opens July 26th. This will be the third installment in the Deadpool franchise from Marvel and is expected to keep the box office steam going for another weekend. Will it overtake Twisters for the number one spot at the box office? It's the heavyweight bout of the summer, but in this case, the people will decide. How's that for democracy? Word on the street is there was supposed to be a kiss between Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar Jones at the end of the new blockbuster film Twisters. The kiss got cut because producers thought it was too cliche. The final decision to cut the kiss? It came from Steven Spielberg. That's right, the king of the blockbuster himself robbed romantics of that final blockbuster moment. Would a kiss have brought in more than $80 million? No one seems to care. The New York Post reports that Conan O'Brien was jealous when his ex, Lisa Kudrow, would talk about how funny Matthew Perry was while on the set of Friends. Conan and Lisa good-naturedly discussed his jealousy on a recent episode of his podcast called Conan Needs a Friend. Conan said he got defensive because he thought he made Kudrow laugh a lot, but that didn't stop Kudrow from insisting Perry was hilarious. My biggest take from this story? I had no idea Conan and Lisa Kudrow dated. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to right around 79 for a high this afternoon with a light northerly breeze. Tonight, mostly clear, 59. Tomorrow, sunshine, 83 by Friday. Sunny, more humid with a high near 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com.